Freddie. Who else? Freddie.
I think that's everybody, right?
Yep.
Yes. Awesome, thank you. We'll see you guys again.
See you next week. Bye.
This next one's a two-story. I did write it from my lonesome cabin way back home in Exeter, Rhode Island.
Bye.
again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. There ain't no secrets anymore. My name's been hanging on the hook outside your door. Just to know
kids. Hey, that was the Foo Fighters with their new one, Saint Celie. Is it?
Yeah, well, yes, it is.
Cecilia,
the Foo Fighters.
Cecilia.
Yeah, Saint Cecilia.
I'm sorry. Cecilia,
you're breaking my heart now.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in lovely Medford, Boston. I am DJ Paulie B. Sitting across from me is, of course, my funny man. You can introduce yourself, sir. I know, you never know when I'm going to stop
zippity
talking.
Zippity-doo-dah, everybody. Hey.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo. Hey, everybody, get your leftover corned beef, soak up that alcohol,
right,
and listen to us.
And that's right. And welcome to our... And actually, I am the only one, I think, that is suffering from the hair of the dog. Welcome to our first annual Hair of the Dog Show. And it has nothing to do with the dog show on TV. It has something to do with the Irish flu, which we all experience once a year. Well, probably more than once a year, but it's legit this year. It's the Irish flu. Yes, the hangover. Although I feel pretty good, and Chris looks really good, so...
You look like $1 million.
Oh, well, hey, you look like $100 million.
Well, I was actually going to cash you in for half that.
Excellent. So, welcome to the big show, boys and girls. 2:12 in the afternoon, and it is 54 degrees here, and wonderful. And that right now, it's what I like to call a peekaboo sun, because it keeps peekabooing. I know that might sound a little... light in the loafers, but that's what I call it, peekaboo sun.
No, actually, peekaboo sun is on after we are.
Oh, is she a skier?
Yeah, yeah. Peekaboo, yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry, it's peekaboo street.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. No, that's a strip joint in New York City.
That
peekaboo
is true,
street,
right.
Or in Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
Remember this with all the ladies line up on peekaboo
street?
What are
you saying, remember? Why were we there or something?
Yeah.
I don't
We were world travelers.
We are very accomplished world travelers. And, this will be our, as we like to affectionately call it, our hangover show, or the hair of the dog. The hair of the dog show, which I think we're both fond of. So
yes.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to... and by the way, of course, we are missing a cog in the whole plan here, and that is Miss Tina Marie, the beautiful Tina Marie, who is in Canada. So she defected. And I don't know anybody that defects to Canada, but, you know, apparently for the free health care or the...
she's dodging the draft to Vietnam.
Apparently.
Like 50 years later.
So... and she's a little under the weather there, and hopefully you feel better, honey. And I think she'll be calling in with some shout-outs.
Oh, very
good.
We're
gonna, yeah, so, you know, it takes a lot off of our busy schedule.
Yes.
So we don't have to do the
A load off our minds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because those shout-outs are just relentless.
I was up all night worrying about this. I might have gotten 15 minutes sleep.
Yeah, it's a whole process. So...
It's a thing.
So anyways, Miss Tina Marie, we miss you, and we wish you were here, and you can call in after a couple songs here we're going to play, and do the shout-outs, because nobody does it like you. So, nobody does it better.
We started off with a little Simon and Garfunkel, now we're going into a little Carly Simon.
We are going
You know what?
We might go to Simon and Garfunkel.
Why are we playing music? Why don't we just sing the show today?
Because people would just... tune out.
Oh, yeah. That's
probably.
That's a good
that
point.
Might be the best reason.
Okay.
They would probably just tune out.
Write that down. Write that down so we remember
so
for next time.
We remember.
Yeah.
Right. All right. On this day of the 18th of March, which is National Hangover Day, I believe. But I will get to the national. You know what?
It's international. I think it's all around the globe.
I probably could do the national days right now. Why not? Because, no, I'm going to wait. Next set. Listen to me. Like, I know what I'm talking about. We'll do the national days. I'll get to you with your weekend weather, which I hate to say doesn't look good, but hang in there, kids. You know, we'll get through this all together. Welcome to the best 120 minutes of your week, and that would be the Giddy Up with Pauly B and the Funny Man and Tina Marie... so far away in another continent. Oh, no. Another country. Hey, loonies and toonies. That's all I have to say.
The international giddy-up today.
All right. So that being said, I'm probably not going to pass it to Chris until he, unless you want me to.
You can pass anything.
All right. What are we listening to, Christopher?
We are listening to some great rock and roll.
Absolutely.
On WMFO in lovely Medford, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston.
That's right. And you are listening to the Hair of the Dog show. We'll be right back, kids.
Red hot mama, watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh.
What a great song. Little Pearl Jam with Better Man. Oh, and right, what?
That's what it's called?
I know, he doesn't say it enough.
Letterman.
Letterman.
I thought Dave Letterman. Then Dave Letterman. I thought because since, you know, he's off the air, he couldn't find Dave Letterman.
I hear you loud and clear.
I've been a Pearl Jam fan forever, and I just figured that out.
Of course, was Guns N' Roses with Hair of the Dog, which is the theme for our show today. A little Hair of the Dog, a little hangover show from St. Patty's Day. It should never be on a Wednesday or a Tuesday or a Thursday. So let's try to cut it down.
It should be on a Sunday. You know why? Mondays are useless anyhow, so you might as well be useless on a Monday.
Not on a Friday, because we have to kick off the weekend.
Yes, of
course. Hey, by the way, welcome. It's 2:25 in the afternoon on this 18th day of March, which is usually the National Hangover Day. And
international. It's gone around the globe.
Oh, absolutely. Did I say national? What is wrong with
international.
I live in a box. That's what...
The rent must be cheap.
Welcome to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in lovely Medford, Boston. Of course, it's 54 degrees, and like I say, it's a peekaboo sun. And
that's a great Chinese restaurant. Have you ever gone there?
Oh man,
peekaboo sun.
Right down the street here in Medford, right on the campus.
Have you tried the tenderay mouse there? Oh, it's very good.
Yes. okay. Number 32 is the My Young Dong, which is nice. It's very good. It's you get
I heard it's tasty and meaty,
which is nice. Okay, boys and girls. 2:26 in the afternoon. We're waiting for Miss Tina Marie to call in, but she's not. So,
well, can I do a quick shout out right
now?
You
can absolutely do that.
All right. So, one of my dearest friends from London, England, is Dr. Sian Massey, listening for the first time with her son Noah by her side. Noah is a very talented young man. He's doing a little bit of acting and learning music.
Beautiful. All right. WMFO, you're live in the air.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
No. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right.
Très bien, merci et vous.
We're both naked in the studio and, you know, because we can do that because you're not here. I don't know. Why not?
That's awesome.
Yes.
That you guys are naked together without the female there.
I know. It's the hangover day, so it's the hair of the dog.
I guess we missed a step. We didn't read the instructions fully.
No. All right. We're not naked in the studio. That's a joke.
I know.
I know you know. Just want to make sure our listeners know. And good. That was great. Tell your English doctor. at least she's not the English patient.
No, she's not. She
English
actually,
doctor to like the show.
Yeah, she did.
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
Well, so, she's not a Facebook person, so but she just texted me saying that is very sweet. So once again, the international giddy up.
So we have we have a new listener, which is great. So Tina Marie,
from where?
England,
London, England.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, we are worldwide. Well, we have been for quite a while.
Yes.
Yes.
All those Aborigines in Australia listening to us with their diggeridoos.
As they once said, we love the giddy up in translation.
Oh, that's what that means?
Yes, that's exactly what it means. You all right, Chris? He's losing it.
Is he falling off the chair?
Almost. He's halfway there. You know how he is. He's snorting, so there's a dead giveaway. All right, Tina Marie, you want to do some shout-outs from Canada?
Oh, Canada?
Canada.
Yes, all right.
And by the way, hold on. Nick, can you be quiet, please? I have kids in the room.
Yeah, bad timing.
I feel much, much better. That pill really helped.
Oh, hey, was it the red one or the blue one?
No. It was actually like kind of beigey, but yeah, it's 24 hours. So my stomach feels way better.
Why is there a lot of giggling going on in the back? Are they having a tickle fight?
No, Evan is mooning people off.
Is that sorry? Is that why you're there for the international tickle fight contest?
Tickle and pillow fight.
Nick's up laughing.
I heard that's going to be a new Olympic sport: the tickle and pillow fight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Canada invented it.
Yeah.
Coochie-goo.
Yeah, back in 73, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
They tried to bring it in. Yeah, they were having none of it, though.
Yeah, but I think they had a problem with the pillows.
Originally tried to get it in the, the 40s, but Hitler had none of that.
No, none of that.
Jesse Owens was
the
32 a great
games,
pillow
you're right.
fighter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Thanks for starting that.
What?
Nick's in the corner because Evan just attacked him to tickle him.
All right. Well, you want to do shout-outs or you want to just tickle each other?
No, I'm not. I'm sitting in the chair.
All right.
Having a drink.
All right. Yeah, excellent. Well, you're in Canada. You know what they say. When in Canada,
get drunk. That's all you can do.
Get drunk, eh?
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Oh, I have a request for you.
Yes.
For me?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
I need you to get a big shopping bag.
Right.
Yeah.
And fill it with poutine and bring it to me.
And for you people that don't know what poutine is, that is not dirty.
It's
you better line it, though.
You better. There's a lot of gravy on that poutine. Hey, can I have some extra gravy on my poutine?
You know.
You know, they have the best one at the rink, believe it or not. They have the awesomest food at the rink, and they have the best poutine there. But it'll be cold when I bring it to you, obviously.
Hey, is there any bad poutine? Cold poutine, hot poutine, warm poutine? It's all good poutine.
Hot poutine was also the name of Ted.
Let's not get into it. We won't get into it.
Hot poutine was the name of Ted Nugent's second solo album. Hot poutine! Wow!
No, that was Loverboy.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Working for the poutine.
That's why they have producers in rock, because, you know. You know, they went into the studio with the poutine song, and they said, "Listen, maybe Weekend would do better in America than poutine, since they don't know what it is back in '82."
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So now that we've stomped all over your segment, would you like to do the shout-outs?
Yes, I would love to. I'm ready.
All right. Well, lay it on us.
All right. Jennifer Kanarzynski-Leadham, Myron Kim at Malden Trans,
Giddy up.
Billy Rogers, Bus Number 12. Oh, I don't know who went to school today.
Well, they all did.
They all did?
So, yeah, and then add Jen.
Alex, Ben, and Jacob?
Yes.
Sounds good.
And Karen and Jen.
Oh, just Karen and Jen, that's it?
Yeah, you can't fit much more on that bus.
Okay.
Unless you strap them to the roof, which is illegal, so we won't talk about that.
But not in Canada.
Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry,
yes.
Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
Delicious.
Christine Atwell.
Delicious.
What?
No, he said delicious. You know,
Chase
the Chuck Wagon.
Of the Time Tunnel from tonight.
Yes.
To midnight.
Yes, I think me and Chris might be here.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, why not? We're going to hang out.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, awesome. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of the Lounge, Thursdays from 8 to 10. Bus number 100, Captain Wayne at the Wheel.
That's right. He had texted me earlier, too. So, Wayne-o,
hang out with your Wayne out. That's what I
always
say.
That's right.
Yep. There you go, Wayne, all the way from Canada, baby.
All right, Skipper.
Kenny Melanson, Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Cameron Whitman, Katie Lyons Tardif, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Oh, and by the way, I want to say happy anniversary to my Aunt Dottie, the one I just said. Yesterday was her wedding anniversary, and I think it was 17 years she was married on St. Patrick's Day. Happy anniversary.
And 17 years, so that's a double entendre.
It's
correct? Good. Well, yesterday was the 17th, and it was 17 years.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow, look at that.
See, I just pulled out a Howard Stern.
You did.
Right out of the poop chute. All right.
Yeah, you weren't in the studio to watch this in action.
Lawson Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie Bergamo,
the mustache. Yes.
Of Medford.
The mayor of Medford.
The stash that never lies.
We love Frankie. Frankie, you got to come back on the show. Hey, maybe on our April Fool's. I mean, not. It won't be Fool's.
No.
Our April 1st show.
Yes, yes.
Our spring show.
Yeah, well, should we... Was the parade advertised? Did you see the flyers when you walked up? Walked up the stairs?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's flyers everywhere on the telephone poles, on the trees, just flying around. So you guys get ready for that big parade on April 1st. Yes, the springtime parade that we have here every year on Tufts campus on WMFO, who sponsors. And the Giddy Up is a large part of it this year, which would be great. So you kids keep tuned in, and more info to come. Yeah, it's going to be great. I think they want us to march first, but it'll be during the show. It'll a little before the show.
Yeah,
actually,
well,
an hour before the show starts. So, but if we can be the grand masters, the giddy up of the.
Yeah, I think the convertible will drop us off at 2 o'clock, and we're going to be outside on the bleachers covering
right,
this.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, we will be outside. It'll be an on location podcast. Not really a podcast, but. A cast.
A live cast.
We will be outside, out in front of LMFO studios. So, it's the station. So, stay tuned, kids. And we'd love you all to show up in your giddy up attire. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right. Denise Fioretti Mamalette.
Yes.
Mike Bessler. Frankie Feely. Peg Conair Crow. Big Jack. Janice, cab number 19 with Chet. Hope he's feeling better.
Yes.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the Wheel. Christine Fantasiastic. Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Irish Eddie, Cody, Jen, and Rhiannon. Christina Papillardo. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Chris Lyons. Mark Gayhart. Amy D. Domenico. John Abbas Buckley. Brian Scurio. Adam McLean. Bonnie Termosh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally.
Hey, the bread heir.
The heir to the Scally bread.
Yeah. He's rolling in the dough, I heard.
All right, Rocco.
Yo, Adrian.
Oh my God.
You gotta do. All
right, Rocco, give me some Scally.
Rosemary, Ed Lyons, Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. Charlotte Connors.
You are?
John. Yeah, I am DJ Flex.
All right.
John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and the Peabody Girl. Amy Giamaco Moquin. And those, boys and girls, are your shout outs from Canada on March 18th.
Beautiful.
Boom.
On the Hair of the Dog show, that bit you. And I don't know what bit you last night, but it wasn't the bed bugs. That it wasn't for me, that's for sure. It was the gain eye.
God,
the Guinness.
I do have to ask, where are you staying in Canada?
I am at the Delta Montreal on President Kennedy Street.
They had one too?
they
I hope we had better luck.
Seriously, we walked down the street yesterday. It was me and seven kids. And they were all like, hey, there's a statue of President Kennedy here. He was their president too?
pretty much, it is America's hat.
Is it a statue of President Kennedy? Because the street is named President Kennedy.
Well, wow. he was the world's president at one point. You can ask Marilyn.
Oh yeah, we can ask Marilyn.
Yes, Marilyn Monroe.
Era.
I know.
She'll let you know.
Era.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie, for the shout outs.
You are very welcome.
All right. And I hope you guys don't want your tickle fight.
Yeah. And make sure you do a head count.
Yes.
God knows what those teenagers are up to.
They're probably out in a bar somewhere because what is it? The drinking age, like 7 there?
Yeah.
Something like that.
18.
7. No, yeah. Yeah. 18. Minus 11. Plus 11. Yeah. You're right there.
It's a loose 18.
It's a loose 18. Yeah. As long as you get some loonies and toonies on you.
Ryan and Anthony left yesterday. They went to Cedric's already.
All right. Well, Cedric is a national Canadian name.
Yes, it is. Stina's in the background going dirt to you.
Oh, is she going dirt to me? Oh, I see her.
She's just saying, I can't believe you can't hear her.
That's all right. All right, Christina.
Who's my new shout out?
Me.
Oh, you?
I have to
give a special shout out to my daughter Christina, who is in the same room with me listening to the show because she's 4.
Yeah, just another fame. Wannabe. He just wants to be on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, I have some breaking shout outs.
Oh, you do?
More people from London.
Oh, more people.
Yeah, courtesy of CN. She's actually in a room with Russell Brand, Kate Moss, Pierce Brosnan, and the Queen.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And a lot of Coke.
Yep.
A cola.
Oh, wait, we're on the radio. I was going to say what appendage Russell was doing it off of the Queen's, her left royal breastises.
Speaking of which, we have an appendage story coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Anyways, so thank you very much, Tina. We miss you, and I'll see you Sunday night.
Okay, honey.
All right, I'll have some sauce and balls for you, waiting. And
dinner, too. Oh.
And dinner,
too.
Oh, I didn't have my...
what?
My rim shot ready for Chris. Because, you know, he's crazy. He's like, trust me.
I know.
He's crazy.
You're a little slow there. Yeah. Keep up with him.
I can't. He's running around naked doing cartwheels. In oil. And I've never seen anybody do cartwheels in oil. Naked. Full clothes, yes, but not naked. All right. Thank you, baby girl.
All right.
All right. We'll miss you, and I'll see you Sunday, and you'll be back next week.
Enjoy.
I'll talk to you before Sunday, honey.
All right. If I answer the phone.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right. Bye. Bye, baby. Okay. Bye, Christina.
Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
All right.
Should we tell her about the snowstorm?
Well, hey, come on, earmuffs. Spoiler alert, Chris.
Enjoy. Jeez.
that comes with my weekend weather after the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh, all right.
All right, so you just calm down. Slow your roll there.
Oh, like nobody knew there's going to be a snowstorm.
You know what? Put some clothes on. You're too oily.
Towel me off, big boy. Towel me off.
All right. So
this portion is brought to you by Wesson.
It is. Oh, Crisco. He likes to warm it up himself.
Or Genco olive oil, the official olive oil of Don Corleone.
Okay, or Castro motor oil, 10W40.
I prefer a 5-weight in this cooler weather.
Yes, when you're in the mood. Nothing like a 10W40 with a lounge chair and some Cool Whip. I don't even know what that means. All right, kids.
I did.
Of course you did. 2:43 in the afternoon. We're going to play a couple tunages for you. We'll be back with some weekend weather. Well, we're going to be back with some silly stories that Chris has prepared for you people. And trust me, brace yourselves. Call the neighbors. Wake the children. Hold on to your seats, because I'll tell you, he's got some crazy, crazy, silly stories. So
if I didn't read them myself, I wouldn't believe them.
If I'm going to throw it to you, Chris, could I do that again?
Yeah, so you're listening to two goofballs.
That's right.
Two goofballs laughing, also known as the Giddy Up on WMFO. Here in Medford, Massachusetts, Boston.
All right, kids. We'll be right back. Giddy up.
101.5 WMFO Medford.
Intervention. Now I'm- it's a shame.